R&B star Rafael Sadiq has just released his first new album in 8 years. It's called Jimmy Lee, named for his late brother. And it finds Sadiq balancing personal introspection with social commentary. Oliver Wong has our review.
Play this record as frequently as possible.
Rafael Sadiq has been a pop music mainstay since debuting with Oakland, California's Tony 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 in the 1980s. In the 90s, Sadiq became a top-tier arranger, producer, and songwriter, collaborating with the likes of Solange Knowles, D'Angelo, and others. Yet when it comes to his own solo career, Sadiq's been sparing, with only one previous album released this entire decade. So with his latest Jimmy Lee, you get the sense that he only puts his own music out into the world when he has some things he really wants to say.
It's a world epidemic.
Sadiq's brother, Jimmy Lee Baker, died of an overdose in the 1990s. He was one of four siblings Sadiq lost over the course of his life. Those passings aren't always made explicit on the album, but the specter of trauma, both personal and social, haunts these songs. The weightiness of Sadiq's themes, conflict, loss, and addiction, also carries into much of his music. Previous albums found him reworking up-tempo 60s and 70s R&B styles, but Jimmy Lee feels anchored in a darker, heavier, and more contemporary sound. Notably, the most musically uplifting song in the album is also its most direct and topical. Rikers Island is a two-part interrogation of American incarceration, scored with a gorgeous gospel chorus. Constant on the album is a feeling of urgency, for action, for resolution, for change. Rafael Sadiq may be drawing upon personal history, but if Jimmy Lee is an allegory of how the past might intervene in the present, we may all have a Jimmy Lee we can relate to. Or maybe Jimmy Lee is us.
Something keeps calling.
Our reviewer, Oliver Wong, is a professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach. He co-hosts the music podcast Heat Rocks.